In the bright midday sun, Jason Mackey is trying to fit someone else's discarded green runners on his sled.
And I didn't send plastic to here. I don't have any until I get to the coast. Rummaging through the garbage pile.
With a cigarette clamped at the side of his mouth, Mackey is frustrated to find himself in the middle of the pack arriving into Galena.
24 hours ago, I thought, you know what? I really got a shot at the top 15.
Now that seems like wishful thinking. Nothing's gone particularly wrong for Mackey, but he never trained his dogs for a race where everyone seems to be pushing at a record-setting tempo.
It's unbelievable the pace that is being set and is continuing to be set right across. I've said for the last few years, this thing's turned into a long-distance sprint race.
In spite of what seems like an aggressive schedule, Mackey feels like he's continually getting passed, and so is cutting his rests a little shorter.
I mean, I don't know what else to do. Come in 50th? With that being said, man, I gotta get booked.
At this point, he puts his full attention toward the sled. Another musher finding the field more competitive than expected is rookie Cody Strath, who arrived 29th in Galena.
I mean, to be in the top 30 would be a miracle this year with the amount of teams, so if I can stick in the top 30, that would be awesome.
Strath was hoping to be rookie of the year, but there's a strong Norwegian rookie staying stubbornly ahead of him.
I've never seen that person, but they're ahead of me. It happened the whole time.
For others, the biggest challenge in this middle chunk of the trail is the physical toll that it starts taking. That's especially true for Karin Hendrickson, who was hit by a car in 2014 during fall training and is still recovering.
I have to stay on top of the pain medication, which is hard because it's starting to make me throw up, so I'm dealing with that a little bit. But if I don't take it, then it really gets to the point where I am not that functional, so I'm just sort of balancing a few different things for me physically.
Hendrickson is running a team with just two dogs that have ever been known before, and her goal is simply getting the others trained up. She's treating this as a year to rebuild and recuperate, even if that means moving about 1,000 icy, cold miles with very little rest. That's the case for Didi Genro as well. She's not physically recuperating, but she's using the focus and the solitude of the trail to recover from a year in which her mother passed just a month after her home burned to the ground during the Sockeye fire.
I've had a bad year. I lost everything I owned and chose these dogs over everything I had. When faced with that, this is what I took. You know, my dogs.
Genro is having trouble fixing a runner and gets a little bit of help from Tor Albrechtsen, who's camping right next to her. She is exhausted and hungry, but signs autographs and chats amicably in spite of it. She didn't train to compete for a top spot this year, just be alone with her dogs to clear her head.
I've struggled plenty. I know how to struggle.
So this is easy, then?
Compared to what I've been through the last couple of years, this is a piece of cake.
And with that, Genro heads off to try and dry her large pink coat in a boiler room. From the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Galena.